that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined. Yeah, I learned from my experience. I just want someone.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode from Boys and Men. I'm your host, Terry, Mr. King, and welcome back to another episode of From Boys and Men. Yo, right. We out here in the. I ain't tell y'all where we at, but I got a special guest on today. This guy, I knew since high school. Since high school, we've had crossed paths numerous of times. This man has done a lot. We won a district championship together, actually, in basketball. Yeah. I call him Mighty Joe Young. But Joe, what's going on? Welcome to From Boys to Me.
What's up, my brother? Well, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Ijo Pelu Belewa, or better known as Wolf Olokunfu Miola.
I've been meaning to ask you about that too. Yeah. So, how did that come about?
So the Ijo came about with my godmother ordaining that name over me. Alori Ianifa Oshumo Nife Belewa, my godmother. So she ordained the name Ijo over the remainder of my destiny. But Wolf, you know, the Wolf, they came and found me, you know, at a very low time, you know what I'm saying? But you know, yeah, we keep it pushing.
So, like I do usually on my episodes, mm-hmm. I allow you a chance to introduce yourself, tell them a little bit about you, what you do, what you've been through, all those, a little bit slow. So, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Pensacola native.
Yes, 850.
850, like you said, West Florida. High school, you know what I'm saying? This relationship goes deep. This is like 2011, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you graduated 11, didn't you?
No, I graduated 12.
I graduated 10.
You were 10?
So, okay. Low key, yeah, this actually goes back.
Yeah, this goes back.
2008.
It's been a minute. So,
yeah, I think we aged.
Man. You know, it like really makes it surreal. But Pensacola native. Very interesting journey, man. Yeah. Graduated from West Florida. Started my college career at Stillman College.
I know that.
Yeah. We're gonna get into it. You know, if this is what it is, this is what it really is. Oh, but before I even get started with all that, first, I always have to venerate my ancestors first. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Ego mojibai bai. Ego mojibai bai. Egun bobo mojibai bai. Egun bobo mojibai bai. And pretty much that's Yoruba. Yeah. That's coming out of, that's an African language. And pretty much what I'm saying is I'm giving homage and honor to my ancestors. Okay. You know, forevermore. So I do give thanks to my ancestors and to Father Mother God for allowing me to be here in this space and time, this divine, you know, time and that we are in.
I'm gonna say Ashe.
Aibo Bo. Yeah, so we're gonna be throwing out some terms, y'all. So y'all need to go ahead and just
get no bad.
Ashe is giving power, is amen. You know, it's for whoever the speaker may be, if they're speaking life, if they're speaking, you know, something that's enlightening, you can say Ashe. You know what I'm saying? It's similar to amen, you know, and then in Haitian Creole, it'll be Aibo Bo. You know what I'm saying? So you got variations to it, but yeah, I give my thanks first.
Hey, sorry. Hey, you supposed to.
Oh yeah.
You supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people forget to give thanks.
Oh yeah.
And gratitude. And that's how really you supposed to start your day.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially even with the prayer. You supposed to pray before you even start and get out the.
Oh yeah. Before your feet even touch the ground. Yeah.
Most people don't know that. They do it backwards.
It's setting your attention, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, as we all have our own personal endeavors each and every day, we have to think about it. You know, as we step out the doors, you know, we're giving our kisses, we're saying I love yous, because we don't know if we're gonna come back. Yeah. We hope to come back. That's the hopes. But it's so what's important is to set that perimeter for the day. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for my existence, for waking me up this morning, giving acknowledgement to something outside of ourselves, to set the tone of the day,
You know what I'm saying? Like, I started my day on a godlike tip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, yeah. That boy just sauce good, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, how the new kids say, Riz.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, power prayer, you know, never underestimate it. You know, I practice love first. You know what I'm saying? I'm a child of the earth. But if someone's asked me, you know, we practice Santeria and Lukumi, and with that, you know, like, prayer is key essential to our existence. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your interpersonal connection with the yeah. Yeah. And it, you either pray or you be prayed on.
Ooh. Dang it. Ooh. So you went to Stillman.
Yeah, Stillman. Stillman College. Now this is a long track record, but we're gonna try to keep it as short as possible. While at Stillman College, I was shot. You know.
Whoa.
Yeah. Meat and potatoes. We going all the way in. Going live, uncut. This is uncut, uncensored. You understand? We wild boys.
How did you get shot?
Very carefully. And very recklessly, you know what I'm saying? But
did you shoot yourself?
No. This was someone that stayed in the same dorm as me. You know what I'm saying? I got shot in the dormitory. Yeah. On some left field type stuff. You know.
Was on some race.
No, this was a brother.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah, you know, but you know, just to keep it short, you know, it was a thing of I had opportunity to walk away from the situation. But because of ego, I went back. You know what I'm saying? Ego will, like, your destroy ego will,
you.
Yeah.
It was destroyed.
Real quick. So, you know, that's kind of the start of it. You went to Stillman, had that episode, you know, came back home, went to Pensacola State College, yeah. Or at the time, PJC, yeah. You know, and still going through it. Had an opportunity, you know, internally to like try to walk on, so went to South Alabama. Went to South Alabama, ruptured my Achilles. Talk about my whole fall semester in electric wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? I'm just zooming around campus.
Shout out
to my grandpa for hooking me up.
Did you get a sticker?
I didn't get a sticker. Oh, I was the if anything, the sticker was on the wheelchair.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey.
That was a car.
Hey, everybody had to move out your way. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
They got the horn and everything.
It was fun, though, man. Was at South Alabama, got bored, so came back home, finished up at UWF.
And that's actually where we got reintroduced to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, Angela, you was you the president or vice president of C100?
President.
He was a president. When I was trying to get a part of it, just to add stature to my resume, basically. But he was a hard cookie crack. Man,
that was different.
That version of me that I evolved from, really just shooting the shit. Just being part of stuff that didn't even need to be a part of, mm-hmm. And had no direction. And, I ain't gonna lie, he's a hard cookie guy. I ain't gonna lie. They had tests and everything. He's like, I ain't just gonna give you this. You ain't gotta work for it. I ain't even get in, y'all, basically.
it was real, man. Like, that version that I evolved from, like, was a very, like, because coming from South Alabama, like, at that time, I was looking for a brotherhood of some sort. So when I came to UWF and I saw Collegiate 100, it was everything I was kind of looking for.
Yeah.
So it became like passionate to my heart. You know what I'm saying?
You took it personal.
I took it personal.
And that's the same way I felt about.
I was a Kobe. I was saying, Kobe.
He was like, no, he's like, bro, you can't be in this. No, it ain't saying like that, but like, yo, he expected you to be the best. He wanted the best people to be a part of it. And nothing wrong with that. Actually, that's the same way when I became president of OSU. I was the same way. I was like, look. They look at us like we're a joke.
Yeah.
Let's get them taking us serious. Let's make this whole thing, it's not a hangout. This is a place where we take care of business.
Right.
If we want them to take us serious, we gotta take ourselves serious.
Right.
So I kinda actually did the same thing after you left.
Yeah. And you know, while being there, it was it was just interesting because all of the different interactions and then what came out of me, you know, what kind of spirit came out of me during that time. I was surprised, but I really wasn't, because I was setting myself up for, you know, the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes in life, when you're going through it, like, you don't even know what you're setting yourself up for how much greatness. You know what I'm saying? You just flowing. But while you're doing it, everybody's like, wow, what's this man on? You know what I'm saying? But you just like, this is every day.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where I woke up enjoying what I was doing.
And that's a dangerous man. A man that enjoy what he's doing and just do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Because look. So that version, because I remember after that, you went to the cruise line, didn't you?
Yep. Fast forward. So I'm a hospitality, you know, major, you know. So it was funny when I was at South Alabama, like, I saw a promotion for cruise ships. Okay. And so I was like, okay. Because, you know, this is my third school by this point. Now I'm tired of this shit. Switching. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So switch majored over to hospitality management. And then, like, because not only was I the president of Collegiate 100, I was the president of the Hospitality Club as well. And secretary of PSC ASA at the same time.
I ain't mad at doing anything.
Yeah, man. But, like, while I was in the Hospitality Club, I just kept stating what I wanted to do. I was like, I want to be on a cruise ship. I spoke it. And so then later on, her name Jamie, I don't know her last name, but Jamie sent me a link on Facebook for a Norwegian Cruise Line job fair that they were fortunately having in Pensacola.
Things lined up.
Wow.
I look at it like this no more. Or like this for now on. I don't believe in coincidence.
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's miracles.
Exactly. I was like, everything that happened was meant to happen.
Oh,
or you attracted that outcome to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
People don't believe this. How you practice is how you end up playing the game.
Right.
So you play it like you're serious and you set yourself up for that. Guess what?
Right.
By default.
Right. Right. So setting yourself up for success, you know? And, yeah, so at post-graduation, you know, she sent me the link and was able to get on the Norwegian Cruise Line Pride of America out of Hawaii. Yeah.
Funny thing about it, I stayed in Hawaii when I was in the military.
Right.
I stationed in Pearl Harbor in Oahu. And, oh, my God, people don't understand, like, the air over there is different.
Oh, yeah.
You cut out there, it's like the purest. How do I feel? This is the purest air you'll probably breathe other than high up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And then just the greenery. And the greenery and the lush nature trail is just...
It's lush.
If I knew what I had when I was over there.
Man, it's fertile grounds, man. Everything's so fertile and green and lush. And shout out to Maui. You know what I'm saying? We still praying, mourning with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hopefully them babies come home too, man. Yeah. But, man, Hawaii was a vibe, man. I was out there for 5 months. And I was going to each island. I wasn't just at Honolulu. I was going to Maui. I was going to Kauai. All the Kona. I was going to, everything, got a chance to, not thoroughly, because a lot of my time was occupied on the ship, but still got a chance to see some beautiful waterfalls. Beautiful water accesses, you know what I'm saying? You still got the Pacific right there, you know,
look, that water is so cold. Being a guy that born on the East Coast,
shoot,
that water is too. Hey, people don't understand that water. It's two different waters.
Yeah,
that water is cold. It will freeze your ass off.
Right, and it'll suck you out into the motherfucking ocean real quick.
People think I be bullshitting when I talk about
it's real. Look,
at North Shore, I was. We went out there one time. North Shore, Kananoi? Look, people don't believe me. The wave was bigger than that tree.
Oh, absolutely.
And it came down and pushed my ass all the way onto the shore. And I was like, damn, lost my swimming trunks, everything.
Right, right.
Got out there just
shippy naked.
Yes, but, booty naked. And then on top of it, too, like, I went back out there like a dummy trying to get my thing. Yeah. Then I'm looking back, I was like, oh yeah, I ain't that far. Literally, it wasn't even less than a minute. I look back, I was like, hold up.
Oh yeah, rip tied out the mug.
I got pulled so far back, but luckily, I knew what to do from being in the Navy. It kind of helped me. You don't supposed to swim with the current. You cut it.
Yeah,
you know, that angle. You don't know that? Oh, Lord. Yeah. I just say something about
life. Yeah, yeah. We giving tips and tools today. But was in Hawaii, did that for 5 months. After that, man, because, like, that was kind of like the end result. That's what I wanted to do. Like, and once I scratched that itch, it was like, I was like, well, let's on to the next. And, like, I was kind of persuaded to go back. But at the same time, I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm glad I did it because after I left Hawaii, traveled to Haiti and Jamaica. You know, just I already had my passport, you know what I'm saying, set up trips, flew into Port-au-Prince, and then I flew into Kingston and, you know, vibed out 10 days each, 10-day excursion, you know what I'm saying, Airbnb style. Like, listen, I will say one thing, like, if you go to a country where they speak another language, you better learn the language. Because I was out in Haiti looking wild on Google Translate trying to. For real, man.
It be like that sometimes.
Shit.
It be like that sometimes.
Man, it was real good still. But yeah, did that. Did some traveling. So a lot has transpired over the time. But one thing that has been consistent kind of since high school is concept of like spiritual awakening, you know. As soon as I got shot, that already took me to another place, you know what I'm saying? And no longer, like, I saw the reason Wolf emerged because I, like, you know how they say you see the world in a different light?
Yeah.
I felt the world in a different warmth. It was cold. You know what I'm saying? They always talk about hues and warmths and stuff like that. It was cold for me. And so at that point, I felt alone, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody understood what I was going through necessarily. And so here comes the lone wolf. It's like, I got you. I'm here to assist.
That's what I call myself. I call myself that now because everybody, I'm cool in my own piece.
Yeah.
Like my own part of the world. That's my own place. Like,
right.
I realize I don't need nobody. And I ain't saying I don't need nobody, like, in general, but I'm okay with being alone.
But
I came to peace with that after I had kind of like the similar when I went to jail. At that point, I was like, man, if it's going to be, it's up to me.
All right.
What I do from here is what's going to determine how my outcome turns out to be. All
right. It's like taking back your power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, being resilient through troublesome or turbulent times, you know what I'm saying? Reclaiming your power and saying, hey, I'm taking responsibility of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to put my life in anybody else's hands. And I'm not talking about physical hands, because
spiritual hands,
like, I always need Father, Mother, God to do me like this.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes Father, Mother, God does like that.
You got to
let things fall apart.
So you can really put them back, really back stronger.
You know
what I'm saying? You got to get everything that we need. It has to be made under pressure.
Right.
Diamonds, mm-hmm. under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Olive oil, under pressure. The olives get crushed and broken down and squeezed real tight and get all that oil off of it.
Right.
Us.
True.
In order for you to go to the next level, you got to be
tested.
And yeah. Testing causes you to have breakdowns and break you.
Yeah.
But it also makes you.
Oh. Yeah.
It also makes you.
And tests bring testimonies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times what we endure is not for ourselves, it's for the next person. Like, it's a difference between being sympathetic and empathetic.
Yeah.
You know, sympathetic is like
for the other person.
But it's like I feel for you.
Yeah.
Empathetic is like, I've been through it. I understand what you're saying. A lot of people be like, I understand what you're saying, but don't understand what they're saying because they never been with what they've
been through.
Yeah.
And look, I took the class at UWL. That's a part of my major communication. And it's so funny when you think about the things it makes you really think about the things you actually been through that you can relate to.
Right.
When certain people start opening up and talking about things they've been through,
right,
you be looking at it like, dang, I can only imagine. I don't know how to even tell them, hey, I'm sorry you've been through that.
Right.
But it's just like, it's more than just, it's more than that.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, like, 2013 was spiritual awakening, 2016 spiritual awakening, because my grandfather transitioned, you know what I'm saying? So, and I say transition because the spirit lives on. Yeah. You know, he didn't die. The only thing that died was the flesh, the spirit, you know. So, that was awakening. And then, you know, I would say, shit, the end of last year was another spiritual awakening. You know, like, and that probably, that hit harder than all of my traumas. Like, they hit, like, all of my traumas at one time.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, man, it's dark. It's really dark.
It's dark. Hey, guess what? You gotta go through the dark and get the light.
And thing about it, you know, when you close your eyes, it's dark, but that's where God is at.
Yeah.
God's found the dark. A lot of people scared of the dark. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
You know,
hey, I made my room painted black now.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I like that. I got black. Hey, I like it where it's dark because it kind of reminds me of that place I had to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's therapy to me a little bit. Because they tried to bury me, not knowing they were planning me. God planted me in certain areas and everything. And like,
wow.
He actually developed me. You develop in the dark. Pictures are developed in the dark.
Right.
If you have light, the exposure would determine the picture. Right. But I'll see the picture.
Okay.
So I don't mind being in the dark. The darkness is peaceful to me. And really, the only time you see stars in the moon.
All right,
in the complete
dark. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a very interesting perspective because, you know, like we're in a time too of the year where this is shadow work.
Yeah.
You know, going inside yourself and dealing with all the soul fragments of yourself. You know what I'm saying? All those, what's the word my ear will use? Tumultuous. Those tumultuous times.
Tumultuous times that we are in, my friend. I see.
But all them episodes.
Yeah. What that all for?
Maya, shout out to Lori, Ianifa Oshu Monife. She hit me with that word one time. I'm like, tremultuous.
That sounds tremendous.
Like some shit off of the fucking Transformers or something. Like, tremultuous.
Tremultuous Prime is here.
What? But no, man, all them episodes, man, that's our shadow self takes on all that so we can continue forth, you know what I'm saying? But we always got to check back in. You can't just, you know, put that on the rug and expect it not to come back out. It's either you deal with it or that's when you have the explosions and all these wacky things that people be doing, man, you know, like checking in with you first, star player number one, and seeing how that person is. It's key. It's like vital, you know?
Because if you're not good, how can you make sure everybody else is good?
Yeah. So, pouring from an empty cup.
Exactly. So, Ijo, right?
Yeah, Ijo.
Ijo. So, I know you said you had a topic you want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Okay. All right.
What were we educating these people on today?
All right. So, it's funny. Because I ain't even tell him what we're going to be talking about. But when I was younger, man, like, when I was legit, like, I used to stay by a cemetery. You know what I'm saying? Like right down the road.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I remember, I'm going to tell one story and then we'll go forth. So I remember seeing the Michael Jackson Thriller.
And thinking that they're going to come out.
Man, it messed me up so bad. It messed me up so bad, man. I had to sleep with my mom or something. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I still like to sleep with my mom.
Come on, man. Like, everybody, let's be real. Everybody had that night when they got that nightmare and they had to go crawl in mama's bed because they ain't know what to do.
I ain't lie. I'm as a grown man, I still get my mom bed, sleep my mom, but I can't.
Shoot, man.
My son,
yeah,
take my spot. I was like, hey, you sucker. It's my mama. Don't sleep with you.
But yeah, so I share that story is because I've always dealt with dead folks, you know, in some form or fashion, not knowing, because it's always been like paranormal stuff always taking place around me. But fast forward to where we are today with these spiritual awakenings, and then like me almost losing my life and treading the lines of whatever that is, you know, it's just like mediumship, man. Mediumship, like, you know, that's one of my gifts, per se, you know. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Because most people, you know, so funny, like, back when we was younger, it's like, the less likely we'll say stuff about that, because the older people be like, that's some stuff that they didn't, because they didn't understand, and they would listen to the labels that everybody else put it on.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, you can't be doing that.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
Everything, God made everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like, we all got to think about it. You know, when we were younger, we all had imaginary friends.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, imaginary friend? Because to us, it was real. It was somebody, and children are more receptive to spirit. You know, you know, they feel.
They're more intuitive.
Yeah, they're more innocent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a pure interaction with spirit.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, tainted adults and whatnot.
Yeah, we is.
but we working on ourselves. We healing.
True.
We healing.
We ain't there yet.
Hey, listen, I'm better than I was yesterday.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? I'll take that. But yeah, man, like, to a point, everyone is a medium because everybody has ancestry. And with that being said, your bloodline communicates with you differently. Your transition bloodline communicates with you in a certain way. And my bloodline communicates with me in a certain way. The only thing is just acknowledging, you know, those. Now, for Afro-Americans, we've been told, like, that's hoodoo, and that's you doing ancestral worship. No, we're venerating our ancestors. And if you look at Bibles, where you talk about Abraham and all the sons of Abraham, and then they like, my father was Abraham, my great-great-grandfather was Abraham. That's ancestry. They did it in the Bible, clearly. You know what I'm saying? And all other cultures,
they do it.
The
thing about it, even like the night movies, everything. I am the son of.
Right.
I am the son of this.
Or it's reflected today. If you go in a nail shop, an Asian nail shop, you'll see they'll have a little ancestor shrine set up.
Yeah.
In the front to recognize the ancestors.
They do be having that.
So it's all around us. Think about it. The money we use, those are dead presidents. Those are somebody's ancestors.
Yeah.
Ancestral money. Every time we spend it, it's somebody's benefit. Somebody's descendant is benefiting because you're exchanging their money. Lord have mercy. Yeah, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes. So everybody up to a certain extent is a medium because you have ancestry. You have a bloodline. You know what I'm saying? You have access to your fathers and mothers, you know, and going back. The only difference is that these things have to be developed. Now, some would say that you either are or you're not. I think a lot of people forget.
How to.
Because
think about it. At one point as a child, you knew how to. So, that means.
But you were told how to think.
Yeah. So, that means you got unprogrammed and unlearned.
Woo!
Basically what they programmed you to.
Right.
Which is what school systems are made for.
And I mean, a lot of times too, you know, I'll be honest, you know, religion has
played a part in,
you know, man, whitewashed us to not even view ourselves in any manner other than a slave
and a servant.
or inferior. You know what I'm saying? Imagery is everything. You know what I'm saying? But not to get too deep in all that, you know, yeah, like, everybody except us venerate ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And if we do, we're demonized. Oh, there they go doing that. Voodoo. Devil, yeah, voodoo, devil worship, you know. And I have to make a simple claim. Voodoo, all voodoo means is spirit. That's all it means. A lot of people have a negative connotation when they hear voodoo, but voodoo is simply spirit. It means working with spirit. And what is spirit? Nature.
Yeah.
What we're sitting in right now. The elements.
Yeah.
You know, these things encompass energy. Yeah. Everything we do, we're energetic beings. We're just an avatar, but we're vibrating. Now, we all vibrate differently,
yeah.
But we're all vibrating. Some low, some high, some balanced. Some like it's almost like a vibrator almost.
and I ain't gonna lie. And it's so funny because I, you know, you realize it more and more you get older when you're actually aware of these things.
Right.
Because the certain people that you get around, it's like automatically a clash.
Mm.
And you don't even have to say nothing. It's just your presence.
Right, right.
Like, make them just...
That's the light.
Hey, haywire. And you be like, hey, what I do?
It's the light, man. It's the light inside of us, man. The light and the love and what we're trying to exemplify, you know? Because there's a lot of indifferent energy, you know? Because I wouldn't say, like, negative because, you know, positive, you need to balance that.
Yeah.
You know? Too much of anything is not good for you. So it's like you gotta balance it out. So indifferent more so. But there's a lot of indifferent energy around us. And so what we have to do is find it in ourselves to be positive as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what type of energy we may encounter, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But we have to be grounded in ourselves, you know, to ensure like that we don't like energies transferred to us that's not for us, because like with an eagle, for instance, like crows would attach to eagle, you know, and
the
eagle
at the back of their head and stuff.
And the eagle is not affected because all it does is just keep rising until it gets to altitude where the crow has to just fall off.
Yeah.
And that's similar to what we are asked to do, is to try to rise above. Soar above all of that, because like I say, we come across a lot of energy. It's like, are we going to and it was funny because I was talking to somebody about this earlier, are we going to allow somebody else to throw us off?
You know, literally, you know, this is so funny.
Tell me something.
I just had that same dang conversation earlier today,
right,
with this female that I've been involved with on and off again for the last couple months, trying to really figure out stuff. I'm like, look, you can't allow that because we got, I'm gonna look at this, I look at things black and white. This is gold. Feelings is nothing but just something that can get you distracted. It's opinionated, boom, boom, boom. We got this part we need to get to. Why the freak I'm worrying about what these people saying about me over here if I know my goal and my objective? They don't know where I'm going. They don't see my vision. They don't see my
right.
my trajectory. Why am I worried so much about these other people? Man, I need to focus on what God has put in me and put around me to get to where I need to get to.
Right, right.
Those people always want to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, a lot of that is just based on nobody sees the behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And
the sacrifices.
Shoot. Nobody knows those conversations. Going back to mediumship. You know what I'm saying? We all, in our quiet time, we have those conversations with ourselves on different things. But you got to really think about it. Who's really consulting us in those times? You know what I'm saying? Like, would you leave your door open at night to let anybody walk in, or would you lock it?
Locking the door.
You're gonna lock the door. So it's like similar enough, like your influences. Are you being influenced by others, or are you being influenced by your ancestors? Your ancestors are gonna give you the blueprint.
Yeah,
you leaving your door open essentially when you are being guided by other people.
Yeah.
Because how are they gonna try to direct you completely in your life when they're trying to figure out their own thing? We have to seek guidance from the ones that have done this before, the ones that got the blueprints. the ancestor is always going to ensure his victory because they've seen it. Nothing's new under the sun. Yeah. And it's literally true because our ancestors, because we don't even know really the true age of the earth, and we're not even really, we're not subjected to this. You know what I'm saying? There's fucking aliens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's extraterrestrial beings walking on this earth as we speak. And I'm not just talking about ETs and stuff. Reptilians, all them. Like, it's not even like, we're talking about God sent people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, like, any type of counsel, the first type of counsel we should have are with people we trust. Because we all have ancestors that are working in our favor each and every day. We give credit, like, everything goes back to God. But essentially, you got to think about the particular walk all of us are in. What are we passionate about? And was that a pastime of our ancestors? It's just being modernized to what we're living in. I got businessmen in my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't think that's going to come down to me and what I'm doing?
And
I'm not talking about just like business owners. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Establishments. Yeah. Like headquarters for communities. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you not think that's going to transfer down to the descendants?
Yeah.
And what we talk about, forgetting.
Yeah.
There's a reason why our ancestry is lost in the sauce. It's because they know. They know all the power of our ancestry. Like, the Vatican and all that shit, locking up things, you know.
Keeping things hidden.
Hidden, burning artifacts. You know, all Egypt, the stuff in...
What's the name?
Kemet, Egypt. What you
got? Yeah, I was just about to say that. Because Alexander the Great, he burned down all the libraries in Egypt.
Timbuktu?
Yeah.
Everything. Like, documents, names. They got rid of our names.
Because think about it, they say power is in the name.
Power is in the name. So if you don't even have your ancestral last name to follow by, and you're now being forced to accept the new name, like, that's severing the ancestral ties.
Ooh.
Mediumship.
So how do one get better, more connected?
So first, because this can get really tricky, you know what I'm saying? But first, I would always suggest those to connect with the ones that they know that they have transitioned, whether it was a grandparent, whether it was auntie, uncle, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Connect with those ones, and not only connect with those ones, but connect with the ones that you, if you did see their life for a certain period of time and they exemplified something that was good, definitely call on their names. You can call on their names every day. Cause it's like, it's an ancestral awakening. When you start calling their names, and you're not like, it's certain, like a zombie. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, like they laying, like they finally taking another breath. It's like somebody finally called me.
They've been waiting for you.
They've been waiting.
I'm gonna have to do that tonight. It was funny thing about it. I have a ain't saying funny, but like. My great granddad never met him, but he had a vision, and I be having the same vision that sometimes he had, and it be getting weird to me. I be like, "Dang, why do I be feeling like this so much?
Right.
Why is this?" So I might need to call his name tonight so I can figure it out.
Work on it. Sit down, meditate with that energy of that name. Call, you know, whoever you call upon, because that's the easiest introduction, connecting with those that you had a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Now, like you said, if from a tale, like from a story that you were told about your great grandfather, that you have the same vision, okay, that definitely let me know there's something there. You know what I'm saying? But for those that did have people that transitioned in the family that like had good character, then you call upon them, sit down, meditate with them. You know, because I know everybody's circumstance is different, because there's another step people can take. They can set up an ancestor table, put pictures on it, candles, light, a list of the names. Simple. That's a real simple setup. But, you know, initially getting started is just calling those names, calling out those names. You know, now I do have a list of names, and some of them I haven't met, but they were my direct, they were great-grandma, great-grandpa. Like, I had those names. So the more parents you can collect, the more potent it gets. You know what I'm saying? And you should start feeling shifts, you know, in a sense of, we all have different clairs, you know, clairvoyant, clairaudient, and the list goes on. So some people hear, some people feel, you know, some people are smell, some people taste certain things that aren't there. Like, for instance, you walk in a room and it smells like coffee, and you know there ain't no coffee brewing. Yeah. Then you know that may be I want a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Or you get an acquired taste for some beer, and you know your ass don't drink no beer. It's like, it tastes like moat.
Exactly.
It tastes like a little moat right now. Little moat.
I don't drink no moat.
So it might want a little liquor. You know, you smelling foods, smelling perfumes, you know what I'm saying? Different things like that. You feeling certain things, cool breezes on the back of your neck. You know, you get a tap on your shoulder.
Yeah, you making me realize that, hey.
Sure.
I done had some encounters that I didn't even know. Right. I thought about it. I knew it, but I just tried to do it.
Right. And it gets spooky. Trust me, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, this earth is a portal, you know? So it's like, it's a lot of things coming out the earth and a lot of things coming down, you know? So, you know, it can't get spooky out here, but at the same time, like, you have a direct line of defense to aid you. Your ancestors, you know, and then you can climb the ladder and then go up to Father, Mother, God. But these are our direct descendants, you know what I mean? Our direct bloodline that has come before us. Because you got to think about it. If we truly knew some of their stories, they envisioned us because they decided to keep living.
Dang. Ooh. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, you got me. You joking.
Serious, man.
You know, it's so funny. You know, I always had this feeling in my spirit and everything. Like, I was a chump. I'm the one that sounds egotistical. Mm-hmm. I'm the chosen one in my family. I always look at things different than they do.
Right.
I look at us like how we can unify, come together. I feel like us together, we're like a fist.
Yeah.
Us separated like this.
Right.
Your fingers. Hit somebody like this, you ain't gonna do nothing. You gonna hurt yourself. You're
gonna slap him.
Exactly. You can slap somebody, but
yeah.
You ain't really affect nothing.
Yeah.
But no, I know this light is getting to the point. Man, we gotta have a part two.
Part two?
Part two, three, four, five, six, right, man.
You're trying to have it come back.
Hey. Shoot.
But you know, since it is starting to change on us. October 13th.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me.
October 13th is going down. It's Friday the 13th. You heard me? We outside. We downtown. We actually, for real, we downtown. You heard me? We in the Belmont, the Villas area. You heard me?
The block. The block. Yeah, with Bunny Club and everything.
Yeah.
The dwarf and all this stuff.
We're going to be at Vibes and Smoothies. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to be right between Five Sisters and Blue Dot Burger. Right there in that little.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We're going to be there Friday the 13th from 5 to 9. It's going to be live 5. The place we're going to be at is a black-owned business.
Can't be that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, this is very special because it's Friday the 13th first.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you know, like, we're getting downtown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited, truly excited about this. It's a Magic Mural Market is a metaphysical and holistic pop-up shop marketplace. it's a traveling act. It's almost a circus at this point, because the way this thing be rolling, you know what I'm saying? I'm just the ringmaster for the moment. You know what I'm saying? But we've been in Mobile, been in New Orleans, been in Fort Walton. You know what I'm saying?
Now you downtown Pensacola.
You know, and I don't know where this is gonna go, but wherever the wind blows, wherever it takes me, that's where I'm going. You know, but we're gonna have vendors. We have good food, good vibe things. You know, it's gonna be smoothies, juices. Sistron's real mean in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? The owner is the chef. Yeah.
Hey, you already got me sold when you said food.
So we're gonna be in. That's gonna be the place. Definitely gonna be a whole vibe thing. I'm gonna have my table to set up. You know, I was gonna put some stuff on the table, but it's all good. Y'all just have to come to the market. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have candy pecans. It's gonna be an assortment of many different things, but definitely gonna be the place to be. Definitely encourage those if you want to come in your costumes of any sort. You know, from my anime to my Halloween folks.
Hold on, I'm not coming from One Piece. I might look like Zoro. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Some swords real quick. However you feel like doing it, that it's your world, literally. Definitely come out, vibe with us. You see what we doing. This is the same energy you're going to get when it comes to the market, too, as well. So, definitely going to Belmont, let me give you the address, man.
It's off the blocks of 500. It's off the 500 block.
Everybody kind of know what the blocks is, but if you didn't know, now I'm about to tell you. You heard me? So, everybody had a snap of approval. It's going to be Vibes and Smoothie, 314 North DeVille Street. 314 North DeVille Street.
Hey, y'all heard it here. Man, Joe, is there anything else you want to leave these people before the... This for our close out our first time, because yeah, this is our first time, not our last time.
Right.
You know
we're
coming back.
Right, coming back stronger. So, Fall Equinox just dropped on us. Okay. We are now in the fall season. Transition of energy, you know what I'm saying? Going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, with October.
Yep.
Yeah, October, November, December. This is the last quarter of the year, you know what I'm saying? So go hard. You know what I'm saying? Like this, you had halftime, summertime, you know, all that. But now it's like it don't matter if you down or you up. It's time to finish. It's time to finish. You know what I'm saying? Finish them. You know, whatever the case. You know, go within, do the shadow work. You know what I'm saying? And I'll see y'all October 13th at the Magic Mirror Market. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Man, like I always say, man, thank you, Joe, for coming on and sharing with us today.
Absolutely.
Man, yo, this has been the best vibe podcast I ever had.
Man, so, he said that to everybody.
No. I'm brutally honest with my stuff.
Yeah.
They call you Wolf in the full moon out tonight, too, I see.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right behind you, too.
We ain't going to act up quite yet, man.
Not yet. But look.
I'll see all that.
We got to get out of here, man. We got to go. But like I say, before I always leave, man, thank you for coming on. Thank y'all for tuning in and watching. If y'all ain't subscribed yet, subscribe, click, like, share the video with some friends. But like I said, dream big dreams. The small dreams have a little magic. How big you dream if you know you couldn't fail? And remember this. If y'all remember anything else, you do your best. And let your ancestors and God take care of the rest. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all. Peace, love, happiness, y'all. We out.
I know that I'm different, self-motivated, self-disciplined, yeah. I learned from my experience, I just want someone to take me serious. Real questions that I ask, how long will this solo trip last? I'm content with being alone in the past, but it's changing and it's something I can't grasp. Turn off my
zone, so now I'm acting different. I'm to myself, I'm in my head, mapping out this life I'm living. Shadow work on myself, I done already seen hell. Can't fit in, so I rebel, but I don't miss a beat.